はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはよう、ボン。
夏子です。
よしです。
Peter here, beginner lesson number 87. As always brought to you by Eric Laren, the translation and interpretation specialist. Reunion, part 3. The saga continues.
Another series.
Another Thursday series. Now, today we're going to cover a new grammar point, speaking about too much. It's too hot. It's too something, as in too much. Very important grammar structure. We're going to get into this a little bit later. Plus, we'll have a much more detailed explanation in the PDF. Also, things to reinforce what you learn here in today's lesson. So stop by JapanesePod101.com. Be sure to leave us a post. Also, we cannot stress enough to stop by and get the informal tracks. Now, what we give you here is the polite version. And that's because we think that everyone should know the polite version. But in the informal tracks, we give you the kind of Japanese spoken among intimate friends. Now, if you come to Japan and you make some friends, you'll switch to this intimate form quite quickly in most cases. So we really think it will benefit you to check this out, listen, and inside the PDF, we have it transcribed, the informal conversation transcribed. Plus, we have the history. So you can see what changes from the formal to the informal. Can't stress it enough. Yoshi-san. You've been to the States, right? How long have you been in the States?
7 years.
Right? When people come up and speak Japanese to you, what form of Japanese do they use?
Most of them spoke to me in formal Japanese, but when I got close to some American friends, then I taught them informal Japanese.
Yeah, the key is you taught them, right?
Yes.
Because most foreigners studying only come in contact with this formal Japanese. And when you become intimate, how does it sound to speak formal Japanese? A bit strange?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, learn it here and then test it out on your friends. Now again, this is for intimate friends. That's why we want you to come to the site, read a little bit about what we're doing. But we cannot stress how much this will help you in the long run. All right, with that said, time to get into today's lesson. Here we go.
いました。
さっきはすみませんでした。本当にすみませんでした。
え、本気にしましたか？ただの冗談ですよ。
え？冗談ですか？
もちろん。数学の教科書？騙されやすい人ですね。
ひどいなあ。やりすぎですよ。僕はすごい勇気を出したのに、なんでそんなことをしましたか？
その理由は、私も同じ気持ちだからです。もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。いました。
さっきは、すみませんでした。本当にすみませんでした。
え、本気にしましたか？ただの冗談ですよ。
え、冗談ですか？
もちろん、数学の教科書、騙されやすい人ですね。
ひどいなあ。やりすぎですよ。僕は、すごい勇気を出したのに、なんでそんなことをしましたか？
その理由は、私も同じ気持ちだからです。
次は、ピーターさんの英語が入ります。
いました。
There you are.
さっきはすみませんでした。
I'm sorry about before.
本当にすみませんでした。
Really sorry.
え、本気にしましたか？
Huh? Did you take it seriously?
ただの冗談ですよ。
It's just a joke.
え、冗談ですか？
Huh? A joke?
もちろん。
Of course.
数学の教科書？
Math textbook?
騙されやすい人ですね。
You're a gullible person, aren't you?
ひどいなあ。
How cruel.
やりすぎですよ。
You went too far.
僕はすごい勇気を出したのに。
Even though I showed so much courage.
なんでそんなことをしましたか？
Why did you do something like that?
その理由は、私も同じ気持ちだからです。
That reason is, I feel the same.
Woo!
Aw, Natsuko-san, so sweet. Yoshi-san, let's ask Natsuko-san what she thought of this.
Natsuko-san, どうですか、この会話は。
ちょっとうまくいきすぎですよね。
そうですか？
なんかまだ罠があるんじゃないかと思っちゃって。
Well, there's still time for that, so don't give up hope yet.
Yes.
Okay, lots of vocab to cover in there, plus some grammar points, so let's get right in. Here we go.
最初のキーワードはさっき。
Before. Now, please listen for the slight pause in there. It's not two syllables, it's three syllables in here.
さっき。
There's a slight pause, a small, a chichai tsu in there, so you have to watch out for that one.Because just saying
saki
quickly, it means a different word. What word does that mean, saying it quickly?
Saki, ahead.
Yes. So you'll often see in a car if you're driving, this ahead is the same character you find in words such as
sensei,
teacher, and
senpai,
one's elder. So ahead of you in life. So again, when it's said quick, two syllables,
saki.
Ahead. But the three syllable,
さっき,
means before. Now, let's get an example here. Natsuko-san, please ask Yoshi-san to give us an example here.
Yoshi-san, 例をお願いします。
さっき、ピーターさんから電話がありました。
Before, there was a call from Mr. Peter. And how can we say just before?
ついさっき。
I like that expression. One more time.
ついさっき。
So how we say, just before Yoshi-san called.
ついさっき、Yoshi-san から電話がありました。
Yes, before and just before. Next.
次のキーワードは、冗談。
Joke.
冗談。冗談。
Now, there's also a katakana word for joke, which is?
Joke.
Break that down.
Joke. Joke.
Now, I'm having trouble understanding this concept because whenever I tell a joke in Japan, I always get oyeji gagu. I'm not sure. The pronunciation isn't there. What is this and what does it mean? First, give us the proper pronunciation.
Oyeji gagu.
Okay. Oyeji as in old man and gag as in like a joke. What does it mean? I hope it has a good meaning. I don't think it does, but what do we have?
Oyeji gagu means old man's corny jokes.
Yeah, I didn't think it had the best meaning.
Yeah. It's more like jokes and puns of really stereotype things.
So basically, I need to reform my jokes. All right, anybody out there with material, please send it in because, yeah, I want to break this stereotype of my type of jokes. How about a joke? How about an example sentence?
A joke?
You don't have to ask. All right, all right. On. Let's get in it. Let's get an example sentence, please. お願いします。
彼はいつも寒い冗談を言います。
He is always telling bad jokes. And again, remember, Japanese use
寒い
or in the shortened version
寒い
Probably you're better off saying the latter one. One more time, Natsuko-san.
寒い
So next time you hear someone tell a bad joke, please use this one because if you say samui, I don't think it's going to get through. I tried it once and people were looking at me like, huh? And they recommended that we say the latter one. So again, this means cold feeling from the bad joke. I take it there's more to your laughing today than just my pronunciation or something. Okay, next.
次のキーワードは騙されやすい
Gullible. The literal meaning is easy to be tricked. It's complicated grammatical structure behind this, but this phrase is a standalone adjective and is why we're introducing it to you today. I love this word, gullible.
騙されやすい騙されやすい
Oh, where's Sakura-san? Speaking of this,
She's also the one who doesn't understand Peter's joke.
Yes. Because I know she'll fall for this one. I'll tell her, Sakura-san, Sakura-san, damasari yasui, it's not in my dictionary. And I know that she'll look it up. And I'll know she'll read through the end of the meaning without getting it. What do you mean? It's here? Look, I'll read it to you. Okay, on to the next word.
次のキーワードは勇気。
Courage.
勇気。勇気。
Now, in English, we say, it takes courage. So, in Japanese, take is kakaru or kakeru. So, would we say, 勇気をかける? It takes courage?
No.
Not at all, right?
Yeah, never.
Yeah, that's the point we want to emphasize here. What verb do we use when we talk about 勇気?
ある.
There is. Or?
出す.
To put out. Put forth courage. So, aru and dasu are paired with this word, courage. Natsuko-san, speaking of Sakura-san.
Yes, she just jumped in.
Sakura-san.
Omatase, osoku natte gomennasai. Sorry for being late.
It's perfectly not acceptable.
I knew you would say that.
Then I want to take it back. Sakura-san, it's so good to see you. We were just talking about you in the lesson.
Really?
Good things, good, lots of good things.
本当?本当? Natsuko!
Today's vocab.
Yeah, let's continue on with today's vocab. Next we have?
次のキーワードは理由。
Reason.
理由。理由。
Sakura-san, how long has it been since you've given us an example sentence? Are you up to it?
はい。
All right, let's see what you got.
理由なき反抗。
Rebel without a cause.
Yes. 理由もなく腹が立つ。
Oh boy. Another idiomatic expression in here. This week we're going off with these. Give it to us one more time, please.
理由もなく腹が立つ。
To get angry without any reason.
わかるわかる。I understand.
I understand too.
Me too.
Right, Natsuko-san, for example, say you have a set time for someone to come to the studio and be ready and participate.
That's what? A reason.
理由がある。
Yes. Now, the second part was 腹が立つ。Now, this means stomach is standing.
Yes.
Yes.
Literally, mm-hmm. but...It means what?
To get angry.
Yes. To get angry. So, stomach is standing. One is angry. Okay, now on to today's grammar point. And by the way, maybe we should apologize to Yoshi. We just ripped the mic away from him and gave it to Sakura. Oh, actually, Sakura pulled it away from him.
Dozo.
No, it's okay. I think everybody wants to hear you, Sakura. Okay, today we're going to be looking at how to form too much of something.Now, in the dialogue, we had to say too much. So, in today's grammar point, we're going to be looking at too much, as in excessive. Now, in the dialogue, what did we have, Natsuko-san?
Yari sugi.
Too much. Now, we should also point out here that yaru has the same meaning as...
Suru.
Yaru is a class one verb and is conjugated accordingly. Now, in this instance, yari sugi means...To go too far, do too much. But what we're interested in here is the conjugation. The way we form the sugiru construction is we attach or add sugiru to the masu stem of all verbs. For class 2 verb, we always use
食べる.
To eat too much is
食べすぎる.
Then we have する, class 3, to do too much.
しすぎる.
And our favorite class one verb, 飲む, to drink too much.
飲みすぎる.
Okay. Now, more again on this in the PDF, but one last point we want to get in before we have to go is that once this construction is formed, you actually wind up with a long class two verb. 食べすぎる, 飲みすぎる, しすぎる are all class two verbs.
Right.
So once attaching the sugiru, you wind up with a bunch of class two verbs. Now,Please check out today's PDF because this construction is also used for adjectives. And we're out of time today, so we can't explain that, but we may cover it in an upcoming episode. But for those interested today, stop by the site, stop by and maybe ask a comment. Sakura-san will promise on air now to get back to you. There it was. So that's going to do it for today.
また明日ね。
See you tomorrow.